With this week's approval by the U.S. House, a huge comprehensive health care bill is now one Senate vote away from the president's desk. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fentum reports, if passed, the 21st Century Cures Act could funnel millions of dollars into treating Indiana's opioid epidemic.
Among many other measures, the bill would speed up FDA approval for medical products and provide the National Institutes of Health with billions in research funds. Sandwiched in between those initiatives is $1 billion in grants to be used for individual states' prevention and treatment of opioid abuse. That money could go toward programs such as prescription drug monitoring or healthcare training. The funding would be great news for state health officials. Earlier this year, Congress passed a law, CARA, authorizing grants to stem the national drug crisis. However, the bill didn't authorize significant funds to be used by states to pay for those initiatives. Fifth District Representative Susan Brooks says the money in 21st Century Cures could partially go to some of those programs.
It is such an important priority of members of the House and Senate. I do not anticipate a problem with that receiving the funding that is in this bill.
In a rare bipartisan show of support, the bill passed the House 392-26. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.